He was from a small town in Kansas, just north of Wichita. His family was in agriculture. I met him when I was in my early 20s, and by then John had graduated from college and had begun his long and successful career in accounting. He lived in Kansas City on the Kansas side. John never wavered. He was solid. He wasn't one to venture from job to job, and just like in other parts of his life, he was stable and dependable and thoughtful there too. Traits important in this day and time. His ideas and beliefs were well thought out. He worked a lot. I mean, a lot. At least he did back when I knew him. Weekends were like weekdays to him, only he could sleep a tad later, if he chose, before heading to the office. He loved what he did, though people's yearly taxes were sometimes taxing. Our paths strayed when we were in our 40s. You see, my wife and I divorced, while John was married to my wife's sister. Though I would inquire occasionally about him over the years, I lost track of John. Life is short. John's life needs a little more spotlight on it. I feel as though I need to tell you about him. It's what we do when someone dies. We talk about their lives and remember the good times and qualities and values of those who have gone ahead of us. When someone dies, we can't help but think about them and compare lives, especially with the good ones, those that led a benchmark life as John did. John's was a life of quality, trust, and reliability, one to use as a meaningful measuring stick to compare against. I agree with all that was said about him in his obituary. Most of what was said were qualities and characteristics that can be said of most all of us. A loving husband, a caring father, a doting papa, and a dependable friend, as well as the aforementioned hard-working businessman. But I came to know him additionally as a man of integrity and of strength and persistence. He knew what he believed and depended upon his faith for direction. His beliefs guided him spiritually, emotionally, and physically. One always knew where one stood with John because one always knew where John stood. He was called ornery and perpetually late. Those that knew him better were able to see those characteristics. After meeting John for the first time, one might think he was quiet. I rather think he was measured and spoke when it was beneficial. He was known to talk slowly. He was a good listener, those close to him have said. He was always frugal and sometimes good-naturedly he was regarded as cheap. During the recent long and heavy weekend of goodbye, my daughter was able to visit with her cousins, John's children, who recounted the times that the parents brought home food from, say, McDonald's. If Mom went to pick it up, they were supplied with Happy Meals and toys and drinks. If Dad went, plain, single, and inexpensive hamburgers were the usual fare. John was a runner. He was a runner when I met him and remained a runner. Daily, long distance. Back when I knew John, he had qualified for the Boston Marathon and ran it. Running was a passion. He was in great shape, as were his running friends. And that's how he died. Running. What a way to go, participating in your passion. It doesn't matter how it happened, for today he's gone. And he leaves a loving family, hurting grandchildren, and a ton of friends. He was 70 years old. Life is short. I don't want to pretend I knew John well. I didn't, but I knew John, and I always admired him for who he was. I knew him well enough to be obliged to tell you about him, so you'll know him too. Life is short. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.